Welcome everybody to the Everything Unscripted Wrestling Everything Unscripted Podcast Network, and this is Hard Hit. Tonight my co-host are Doug and Kenneth. How are you guys?
Hey.
Good.
Ready for this? 2020 season starts tomorrow.
It's gonna be an interesting season, and I really think that you are going to see some things and you are going to see some teams succeed during this season that nobody would fucking think just because it's going to be so unorthodox.
Exactly. And then with the extra wild card, it's going to be even more interesting.
Yeah.
So you want to do the plugs first, Doug?
Absolutely. All right. Make sure you listen to Smark and Boxman, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night. Usually after AEW on Wednesday nights, after SmackDown on Friday nights. So usually around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Listen to us Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time, here on Blog Talk blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday night, special show coming up. We're going to name our MVPs from the years 1990 up to the present year. It's going to be myself, Eric, Daniel, and we're going to get we're going to see if Stevie and Kenny are available, because their picks are probably going to be interesting. Got that coming up Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern time, same channel, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. The top tier podcast, Sunday's tier list, is going to be superhero movies. So it's going to kind of cap off the superhero the superhero theme we have going on. So pay attention to that. Round two of the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament will be starting in a couple weeks. I'm going to be working on some questions coming up within the next couple of days, because I want to have new questions for the categories, and I'm also going to be having help. Eric will be helping along with other people. And if anybody else is also interested in helping me with some questions for some categories, let me know, and I'll tell you the categories I need questions for. Also, September 25th, on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, we will be reviewing the PWI 500 for the year 2020. And on that show, Sam Houston will join us. Rod Price will be joining us, as will Scott Casey. So pay attention to that. And, of course, the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network can be found on Stitcher, Spotify. Are we on iTunes?
Yes. Yeah.
And iTunes. So that's all stuff to look forward to. And also, we will be starting a Patreon soon.
Yeah, more to come on that in the next couple of weeks. What division you want to start with, guys? You want to start with the AFC?
Why not?
Okay.
I think that's going to be a lot of – this is going to be an interesting division right there. I'm going to put it that way.
The AFC East?
AFC East. You gotta remember,
I'm actually going to agree with you, and you guys might be a little surprised as to what I'm going to say.
Oh, boy. Let's start with the Jets. We'll talk about that first. What do you guys think?
I see them only being a 4-win team.
I have them 5-11.
I'm going to say, and again, I don't have anything written down, because I've been focusing on all the other stuff lately that, like, I'm kind of just going off the top of my head here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're going to be a 4-win team.
That sounds about right. How about you, Clint?
Well, I want to say they're probably a three-win team at best.
So we all have about the same range, about 3 to 5 wins.
Yeah, they're gonna finish the division. I personally think, and Clintus, you might actually, with the way you have them, you might actually agree with me. I think they're going to have the number one pick in the draft next year.
I'll say number one and number two. I'll see that. Say that, yes.
I actually have somebody else number one, but I'll get to that.
But as you could say about the AFC East, without it being a Tom Brady in there, I don't think it's going to be an easy. It's a wide open division, and the top three in between the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Patriots.
Yes.
The Jets are a joke.
Yeah, they are. Always have been, always will be. Sorry, Jets fans.
Do we know any Jets fans?
I know one. I used to work.
No.
I think
I
knew
one
back in the day.
I might have known one back in the day too, but I don't remember. Now, the New England Patriots. Tom Brady era was last year. The start of the, I guess, Cam Newton era. I don't know how long he's going to be there, but it's going to be interesting for the Patriots and how Bill is going to coach without Tom Brady. Let's start with
you,
Colonel.
I'm going to tell you right now, I say they're a 7-9 team at best.
Yeah. I say 5-11.
No, I'll give them 11-5.
Are they winning the division then, Clinton?
See, here's the point. I will think it's going to be between a deciding game between the Bills and the Patriots. I think the Bills are going to have to get the tiebreaker and beat the Patriots twice. Some strange reason. And I think they can do it.
Here's my issue. I think a lot of people have been hyping up the Bills. And it's great if you're a Bills fan to hear people finally talk good about your team since they haven't done it in like 25 years. But it also scares
me. I'm not hyping them up because of who they have and what they did last year. I'm more excited to see what they can do because last year they nearly won the AFC East. They choked the second to last game against the Patriots.
No, 100% I agree with you.
So, and then once Tom Brady finally left the AFC East, I said, you know what? I don't think the NFC East is going to be much of a joke as the AFC East is going to be this year.
Yeah.
You finally get to see Bill Belichick really is.
Exactly. Bingo.
A whole new system, different chair quarterback, and what he's going to do.
Yep.
You say, well, yeah, when Tom Brady went down, he went 11-5 and still made the playoffs with Matt Schaub and whoever. That, yeah, blah, 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 but the Patriots wasn't really the same. Patriots have a strong D.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that I say. That's why I say they win in limited games. It's because of their defense.
But you do have them going to the playoffs then, right?
In a wild card.
Okay.
I would say this about the Cam Newton has something to prove, too. So, because everybody's so down on Cam Newton after he left Carolina. He has something to prove. Him and Bill Belichick both have something to prove. So that could be – it could be a little sleeper team in the AFC. Not saying they're going to win anything, but watch out for them.
All right. Here's what I think about when everybody say about the whole Cam Newton has something to prove type of thing. Let's put it this way. Bill Belichick signed Cam Newton to one of the cheapest and most disrespectful deals out there, but yeah, it's just Bill Belichick. He knew that Cam Newton was the only quarterback Bill Belichick had never beaten. Cam Newton's 2-0 against the Patriots. So, how do you, when you lose your top quarterback, Why don't you get sign a quarterback who never beat in the NFL and Cam Newton?
Yeah. Good point.
But yeah, now, I mean, I only see them going 7-9. Because to be honest with you, I think Cam gets hurt again.
Yeah.
If Cam gets hurt again, the Patriots are not making the playoffs. I'm sorry.
They'll probably tank it.
I think Patriots,
they'll
tank it, and they'll probably be at best a 5 or 6 win team.
Yeah. Let's get to those Miami Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick, or whatever his nickname is.
Is Fitzpatrick the starter, or are they going to let Tua start?
According to our buddy Cody, Fitzpatrick's starting.
Okay.
As of right now.
I'm going to say that they are going to be the Bills' toughest opponents in the division. I think Miami's winning 10 games this year and going 10-6 and getting a wild card.
I have them 7-9.
See, I can see Miami going 8-8 at best. At best, I think Miami probably improves.
Under defense.
Go ahead.
I think that they are going to be one, not the surprise team, but I think they are going to be one of the surprise teams. I don't even see them getting the 7. I actually see them clinching I see them getting the 6th spot in the wild card.
I could see that. That would be awesome. Miami got. Now, do you think they're going to change quarterbacks and go with the rookie? If Fitzpatrick struggles or
depends.
Something.
I think Fitzpatrick's going to have a career year. I'm going to say that right now.
I think he had too.
He's going to have a career year, and the only thing that's going to stop him is an injury, and even if he does get injured, Tua's going to take over and get them to the playoffs.
I like it.
I think everybody's putting a little too much hype on this 2-0 situation, man. I don't think he's going to be that good of a quarterback playing in AFC East. The only real thing I think the Dolphins will do is probably give the Jets. If 2-0 is starting, he'll beat the mess out of the Jets, and that's it. But with the Bills and the Patriots, oh, man, they're going to eat that man for breakfast.
I mean, and here's another thing, too. Here's the only thing, in my opinion, that can stop the Dolphins, and that's COVID-19. If the numbers spike in Florida again, that's the only thing that's going to stop the Dolphins. Hold on a second, Clint. Remember, it was at the beginning of the baseball season, the Miami Marlins couldn't play. How many games couldn't they play, Eric?
They didn't play for like almost 2 weeks.
Okay. And that's going to be what, about 10 games?
Yeah, at least 10 games.
So that's the one thing that could stop, that's going to stop Miami, is if those numbers spike up again.
Yep. Same thing with the other Florida teams.
And that's one big problem I think we're going to have this year in the NFL itself. I think between Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, and Miami, Florida is one of the highest case rates out there. And they're already saying that Miami might be the only team allowing fans to come and watch the team play.
That's one of the things I don't agree with.
Yep.
I mean, I get, like, you know, games like this need fans and all that, and, you know, AEW, they're letting fans, you know, in Jacksonville and all that. And I understand why. I just don't agree with it. I think you need to be safe. I think you need to be cautious. And, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. And don't forget the Texas teams, too. I think cases are going up in there, too.
Well, we already know one Texas player who already had it, and he's fine, and he's cleared of it, so.
Yep. Let's talk about the your Buffalo Bills. Doug, you want to start?
All right. The hype around this team scares me because last year, nobody gave them a shot. Nobody wanted to talk about them. Nobody wanted to be nice. You know, everybody was saying they were a fluke. They're a fluke. And guess what? They made it to the playoffs. Yes, they choked in that game against the Texans. And I understand that. But I think Buffalo is a better team when nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I am going to pick them to win the division. I'm going to say they're going to go – I don't think they're going to go 12-4. I think they're going to go 11-5 and win the division, okay? I see them clinching the 3 seed.
Oh.
So I actually – I'm going to say it right now because I said Miami's going to get the 6. I think – Buffalo and Miami are going to play each other in the playoffs.
That would be an interesting game.
Yeah.
Buffalo and Miami play each other in the playoffs. I don't think 3 will play 6. It's 2-7.
2-7.
Yeah, 3-6.
3-6.
Yeah,
4-5.
Yeah, okay.
So
we don't have the Bills winning the division?
I still have them tied. I still say the Patriots and New England and Buffalo will be tied at 11-5 this year. And it's going to come between one of those two games, that either a Patriots sweep or a Buffalo sweep.
Or I think it's straight
for schedule.
Yeah. And we all have the Jets to finish in last, so we can all agree with that. It's just the rest of the division. That we're mixed up.
Yeah, no, we can definitely agree with that. But yeah, no, I'm saying Buffalo wins the division. I have them going 11-5. I do have them because, like, here's the thing. Let's see if I can flip because I actually have the magazine with me. Let's see, where are they? Fuck. All right. So the Bills actually have some primetime games. They have 4 primetime games. They have a Thursday night against Kansas City, a Monday night against San Francisco, a Sunday against Pittsburgh, and a Monday night game in New England. Now they'll be playing in San Francisco on that other Monday night game too. I think they're going to win 2 of those primetime games.
Yeah. I have them beating Kansas City, actually.
But I think Kansas City's going to wipe the floor with them.
Oh.
I think Josh Allen's ready for that Kansas City. I think they're going to beat San Francisco, and I think they're going to beat New England.
Okay.
And
so
it would not surprise me. Well, here's the thing. If Roethlisberger doesn't get hurt this year, Pittsburgh's going to beat the shit out of him on a Sunday night game. But if Roethlisberger's hurt again, Buffalo's going to wipe the floor with him.
Yeah. They did last year, didn't they?
They didn't wipe the floor with them. They barely beat them, but they picked off Duck Hodges 5 times.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a Sunday night game, right?
Yeah, they got flexed into Sunday night. I was so happy that they got flexed into Sunday night. And that was the night of WWE's TLC pay-per-view. And Sharon and Dana wanted to watch TLC. And I yelled at both of them. I said, "What the fuck are you doing? The Bills are in prime time. Turn that game on, God damn it."
Yeah, I remember that. So we all agree with the Bills basically winning the division. And you kind of have a tiebreaker, depending on the Patriots game.
Yeah. Right.
Let's move on to the AFC North and the those Cincinnati Bengals. What
the
do you guys?
The team that I had dead last year at 1-15. Now, yes, they won two games. They doubled what I said they were gonna do. But I bet you there are people in. John Moxley, if John Moxley somehow listened to our show last year, he more than likely probably wants to kick my ass.
Well, I thought Moxley was a Browns fan.
Then he's an idiot. well, he grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say about Cincinnati. I don't think they're a playoff team just yet, but I will say they are going to win more than they did last year. I'm going to put them at 6-10.
I have them 4-12. Not quite there yet. The rookie's going to struggle, but he's going to be good.
Same record I'm going to give him too is 4-12.
It depends on AJ Green, too, if he can be what he was a couple years ago. If he is what he is a couple years ago and Burroughs is better than what he plays as a rookie, then they could be a sleeper. I mean, it is 2020, so anything can happen. But I think they're going to be a fun team to watch that.
Well, they actually have the late game on CBS Sunday.
They played
San Diego.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
The Chargers are not going to be good either.
Well, I think that's because they need a trash game to go against the everybody's not going to want to watch that compared. You got the Tom Brady going against the Tampa Bay.
So we'll get to that one later. I have a lot to say about Tampa Bay. But. And now the Cleveland Browns. Those Cleveland Browns.
All right, here's the thing. Gwyneth and I both fell for the hype last year.
No, I'm not falling for this year.
I'm not falling for it this year either. Here's where I'm putting them. I'm going to say that they're going to go 5-11. I don't think they're going to do as bad as I said the Jets were going to do, but I'll put them at 5-11.
Yep, that's where I have them, 5-11.
I'll say they double up the Jets and go 6-10.
So we all pretty much agree, Ken. Yeah, maybe Baker will finally be what people expect him to be, but I don't know. I just don't see it.
No, I wouldn't. So everybody's falling in love with the Browns last year. It was a stupid trade the Giants did when they got rid of Odell Beckham. That's where everybody fell in love with the Browns. Everybody, yep. Myself included. I said the Browns are going to do something, and then when they beat the Baltimore the first time around, that was a shock. That was the upset of the year.
Yeah, it was. And Odell, isn't he injured or something? No, he's not injured, but he hasn't been the same since he left the Giants. He's not. You guys think he's still a top 5 receiver?
No.
I don't either. Anything, Quinn?
I will say top 10, but not top 5. I think, to tell you the truth, I'll rank him over. I'm Jarvis Landry over Odell Beckham.
Yeah, Landry's pretty good. I like him. But the Browns defense is going to be good. That's going to be winning them games, too. So. Now there's Pittsburgh Steelers. The return of Big Ben. Let's start with you, Doug.
If he stays healthy, I see them going 9-7 and being the 7.
Yeah. Same thing. Me too.
All right, so
I see
them getting that 7th seed.
That's where I had them.
I got them going 10-6. 10-6.
Yeah, I could see that too. I think James Conner's going to be, if he stays healthy too, he's gonna be a beast. He's an underrated running back, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If Juju stays healthy too, basically if the Steelers stay healthy, they're gonna be a sleeper, and that defense is gonna be good too. That defense.
Well,
always
I think
good.
To tell you the truth, what carried the Steelers wins last year was because of their defense, because their offense was really sorry.
Yeah. They had a lot of injuries to that offense, especially with Big Ben and Jim Conner. Are you guys surprised Mike Tomlin is still a coach?
No, because I think I think the office, the organization, respects him enough to keep him as the coach.
Pittsburgh's not known for firing coaches like that. Look how long they kept Bill Cowher for. So, I can see why they kept him. And he's won a Super Bowl, so not like he hasn't won anything.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm saying that they're 9-7 and they're going to be the 7, but I might have to change my mind because there's a couple of teams I'm going to put at 9-7 in the conference. So I don't know exactly who I'm going to have put at the 7 yet. But right now it's looking like it's Pittsburgh.
That's why I have them. Now those Baltimore Ravens. That defense is going to be probably the best defense in the league. Lamar Jackson, can he repeat what he did
going,
last year?
I think they're going 13-3.
I have them 12-4.
Same. I got them going 13-3. But see, this my problem is with Baltimore is one thing: is they're a choke in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Stake it out big time in the playoffs. So I can see
I mean,
them
I think
field.
They're gonna get. I think they're gonna get the one again.
But
so
they choked.
I had them coming for. They did choke. Can't deny that. But wasn't that Lamar Jackson's first playoff game? Right.
No, it was second.
Second. It was second.
Yeah, I
first
think this Baltimore team
Chargers
has something to prove, too.
The first one was against the Chargers, and he choked that away.
Second one was against Titans.
This year, I don't know what happened. They didn't show up last year.
Yeah, I think the Titans were just red hot. They just ran into a hot team. So we all have Ravens, Steelers, Browns, and Bengals, basically.
Yeah, I have them.
No,
I'm saying
that the Bengals are gonna be better than the Browns.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, so you're saying that I had the Browns better than the Bengals?
Yeah, no, I think the Browns are going to absolutely suck.
Yeah. I have them 3-4, so. It's going to be an interesting division, for sure. Now the AFC South. It was Jacksonville Jaguars. I have them winning one game.
Well, one game. I don't agree with you, but I don't disagree with you. I actually have them going 2-14.
See, I will give them 5 wins. 5 lucky wins.
I think it's aren't you generous?
I'll give them
they don't
5
have
lucky
an offense.
Wins. I said lucky. I didn't say good ones. I didn't say bad ones. I said lucky ones. You know what lucky means? Lucky means is when you're towards the end of the season when you're playing teams that already clinched a playoff versus resting players. That's luck.
True.
Or
no, Doug.
You have to realize there's no preseason this year. So
right.
That's very true. No preseason. So it's going to be really interesting first week. This is going to be very bad football for all teams around.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow.
Bad football. September is not going to be like a September type of season.
No.
So I won't be surprised if Jacksonville wins their first game this weekend.
Could be. And I think anybody could win this weekend. Wouldn't surprise me. That's including your Redskins, not Redskins. No, I forget that.
The football team? Football
team.
Please.
We'll get to that.
Now,
Doug, do you think...
I like the possums better.
Do you think Doug Monroe's going to get fired midseason?
He fucking better.
I think they start 0-6 and he gets fired.
I mean, he fucking better give it. Either that or somehow my dad's going to end up in jail for going to kill him.
Yeah, I don't know how he still has a job.
Not that I'm trying to reveal a plot on air.
Sound like it to me.
Oh, my father doesn't listen to this show. He won't even fucking be on the show, for Christ's sake.
But, yeah, we all have them being bad. Clint has 5 lucky wins. I have 1 lucky win. But, again, anything can happen. Hell, they could win the division for all we know. In this crazy 2020. Now the Houston Texans. Team that's playing tomorrow night against the defending champion.
There are going to be a lot of people mad at me, but I only have them going 6-10.
I have them going 8-8.
See, Houston, I want to go if not a 7. It's not going to be the same Houston team, and I lost all respect of Houston when they got rid of my boy D Hops. That it was the dumbest move I think any football team, anybody can ever make. You just trade away your number one receiver.
They trade their best player away.
For garbage. For garbage.
Now they're going to have to depend on Watson to carry that team. And he's going to have to stay healthy himself.
And the sad part is, it'll be different if Houston had the same type of defense they did when he first started out with, but they don't.
Yeah. No, they don't. J.J.'s always hurt. And Watson's coming off 2 years ago. He just had an ACL injury himself, right? Was it 2 years ago?
3 years ago, I think, Eric.
Okay. It was the same year Wentz did it. So, yeah, 3 years ago. So, yeah, I'm not saying he's injury prone, but if he's going to be carrying that offense, he's going to be running a lot. So, I don't think Houston's going to be as good as they should be, but I think Bill O'Brien sucks as a coach, though. I have them 8-8, and that's being generous.
Well, you're talking about Bill O'Brien. I would have fired him right after that playoff loss to Kansas City. He would have been the first ever coach to make the playoff and got fired the following year. when he got fired.
Yeah.
I would
he should have been fired for trading B-Hop.
I don't care. I'm not talking about the trade. I'm talking about how you lost that game. You embarrassed your team. The state, you embarrass everybody.
They had that game won.
You let someone run up 41 unanswered points on you after a 24-0 lead, and held the lead for under 15 minutes.
Yeah, Doug, wasn't I at your house that game? Was that at your house that game?
Not that game. You were at the house for Houston and Buffalo.
Okay. I forget if I was at that house for the next week too, but
yeah,
that was embarrassing. now the Tennessee Titans, the Cinderella story from last year in the playoffs, beat the Patriots, ended that dynasty, and beat the Baltimore Ravens, the best team in the NFL last year, and came close to beating Kansas City, but not came close, but. And hung in there for a little while. What do you think, Clay, of the Titans?
12-4.
12-4? Winning division?
12-4. Winning the division.
I have them 10-6 as a wild card.
I'm going to agree with
you,
Clay. I'm going to say 12-4. I'm going to say they win the division, and I think. Here's the thing, and this is where I think people are going to, you know, say that I'm probably high right now. I think they're going to be the number two seed.
I can see that.
I think they're going to be number two. I said earlier that Pittsburgh's going to be the number seven. I'm going to backtrack on that because there's a team in the AFC – in the AFC West that I'm actually eyeing as the number seven.
I think
this
I know what team you're talking
to be
about.
In Las Vegas.
No, I'm not talking about Vegas.
I know what team you're talking about because that's my team. That's the team I'm talking about too.
Ain't no way a Chargers gonna do that. So don't even try it. Charger.
No.
You cannot say the Broncos either because, hey, no Von Miller, no playoffs.
You know what? This is supposed to be a spoiler-free show. We're not even in the AFC West yet. God damn it, don't ruin the surprise.
So you two have the first place. I have the Titans second place. We'll talk about the team I have in first place in and out this quote. My sleeper in the AFC. Philip Rivers goes to Indy to revamp his career for a couple years, I guess. I think Indy's going to be good. I think Indy has finally have a legit quarterback. I know Philip Rivers is old, but he has something to prove. He wants to win the Super Bowl. And he has some weapons in Indy. And that defense is pretty good, too. And Frank Wright is a good coach. So put that all together, and I think Indy's going to be a surprise team. And I have been winning division based on a better conference record than the Titans. Same record, 10-6.
I have Indy. I think Indianapolis is going to go 10-6 myself. I think they're getting the 5.
See, I don't have Indy in the playoffs at all. I got them going 7-9, average team.
Yeah, maybe I'm being too overhyped with Philip Rivers, but I like that defense, and I like Frank Wright as a coach. So I think he's a good coach, good enough coach too. Huh? What do you think, Commander?
No, it's not about Phil Rivers. I just don't see. I just can't see. You know, Indianapolis beaten out. Between you have the Texans, Tennessee. I think between Houston and Tennessee, I don't think they're much better than those two.
Yeah.
Teams.
I'm not as high on Tennessee as a lot of people, I guess. I think they're just being a little overhyped, but we'll see.
That's not overhyped, man. When you just look over Derrick Henry, man. Who's going to stop that man?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's just the way I feel, but we'll see. I could be wrong. That's why we have this show. Go back 6 months later and find out what we did. Now the AFC West, the division we're going to debate about, the Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm going to say 8-8.
Oh wow! I have them 2-14.
Yeah, I have them going 4-12.
Yeah, I don't have them making the playoffs though. Obviously.
Yeah. I have them dead last. Bobby, if it wasn't for Jacksonville, they would be the worst team in the league, but I just don't think they have, unless they start their rookie quarterback, but I just don't, they don't have Melvin Gordon anymore. They don't have, they still have, Tyrod Taylor's okay. I mean, I don't know if he's good enough to win that many games, but we'll see. What do you think, Doug, about Taylor?
Yeah, yes, he got the Bill. He led got the Bills to a playoff a couple of years ago, but that was basically because of Andy Dalton and the Bengals.
Yeah.
So yes, I have them going 8-8, but I think that's because I think Herbert's going to take over midseason.
Yeah. I mean, if he dies, then they probably can win just an 8 game. I probably too low in them, but whatever. Now the Vegas Raiders. This is going to be an interesting team.
3-13.
Second year. 3-13.
Yeah.
I had them 8-8. I just think they're weapons.
I think Gruden's a dipshit.
Oh, I don't like Gruden at all. You know that. But I just like their weapons they have on offense. Josh Jacobs and Riggs. And I think Derek Carr is a better quarterback than people think, but he did lead them to a playoff a couple years ago. So I think Carr can have a decent year. Decent enough year where the Raiders go 8-8. What do you think, Clayton?
Yeah, I have them at 500.
You have them 500 too? So,
yes.
Doug, you have them finishing last, right?
Yeah.
Me and Clayton have them finishing third.
Yep.
Yep. And now the Denver Broncos. You start this on one, Clayton.
Denver Broncos, I have them going 5-11.
Oh, wow. 5-11? I have them 10-6.
And that's being nice. That's being nice.
I have them 10-6 to a wild card. I like their quarterback, and I like their weapons on offense. And I like their defense. I know they don't have Von Miller, but they still have
Wait, Von Miller's not there anymore?
Von Miller's out for a season.
When that happened?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah, I missed that kick. Nightfield and Tennis. I still think they're all going to be good.
Yesterday. Last night it was announced.
Oh, wow. Is he hurt or did he just opt out?
No, he suffered a non-contract injury to his foot.
Ooh.
And was got a second opinion today. And he said he was lethal, doubtful. It's a small chance he'll come back. But if he comes back, I mean, the Broncos has to actually be a playoff round team to make a willingness to come back. And we all know the Broncos ain't going to be a playoff round team.
I disagree with that, but we'll see. I'm hyped about the Broncos. I like their offense. And I think their defense still can be good without Von Miller.
You ready for some controversy?
Go ahead.
All right, let's hear it.
Not only do I think they're making the playoffs, and there's going to be a lot of people jumping down my throat, I think they're going 11-5, and I think they're going to beat Kansas City for the division.
Yeah, you about to get shot. You will get shot in the heart.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We should have you drunk.
Clintus, are you threatening me on air?
I'm saying you just threatened yourself for making a petition like that. That's crazy. So something like that will have someone have – a petition like that should have you make sure you want drugs or something else.
That's an interesting take, Doug.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose the tiebreaker to Buffalo, so Buffalo's going to be the 3. I see Denver being the 4. I still think Kansas City's going to get in the playoffs, but I think they're going to be the 7. Because I think Kansas City's going to go 9-7.
You really want to disrespect Kansas City like that?
Yes.
Wow. I can see why Doug is saying that. I think Kansas City's going to have that Super Bowl hangover.
Really insulting my...
Well, here's the thing. Would you like me to explain myself? Can you quit insulting me long enough for me to have an explanation?
I'm just saying. I want to hear you say this.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to explain it. Last year, Kansas City did not play their best football until the playoffs. They lost some games they should not have lost. Now, it probably had to do with the fact that Patrick Mahomes was hurt, and I understand that. But now, the guy that they were counting on being their number one running back opted out, correct? So they have to count on a rookie.
Yeah.
A rookie they probably weren't even planning on playing at all this year. Or they were going to use him very little. So I think – now, I'm not saying that Kansas City is dead in the water yet, because when you get to the playoffs
– anything can happen.
I think they are going to make a run. All right? But I do think, however, that they are going to be the underdogs heading into the playoffs.
I think they like it that way, too.
Okay? So I think people are going to count them out just like they kind of counted them out last year, because everybody said, all right, Baltimore's going to the Super Bowl. Baltimore didn't even make it to the AFC Championship.
Yep.
I didn't count them out last year. I had Baltimore KC in that championship game.
So that's why I'm picking Denver to win a division, because I like Drew Lock. I do think they're going to have a good offense. I think their defense is good. It's going to hurt without Von Miller, but they'll survive. That's why I think they're winning the division. Now, that would mean, and I don't mean to jump ahead here, because you guys didn't necessarily give your picks for Kansas City yet, but I'm going to jump ahead here. That means I have Baltimore at 1, Tennessee at 2, Buffalo at 3, Denver at 4. The wild cards, I have Indy at 5, Miami at 6, and Kansas City at 7.
You have a rematch, Tennessee and Kansas City in the wild card.
Right. Now, do you want me to? Are we saving like the playoff? And even though we're done with the, we're almost done with the AFC. Are we saving all that for the end?
We'll save that for the end.
All right.
I have Kansas City going 11-5. But I think they are going to have a little hangover, and I'll even say it. They might even lose tomorrow. The Houston does play them well. Let's not forget that. Didn't the Houston beat them last year?
In the regular season, yeah.
Yeah. So Houston always plays them well, even in the playoffs, after blowing it lead like that. But I can see it being more of a close game tomorrow than anything. But I can't see going 11-5. What do you think, Quinn?
I got them to be having the best record in the league at 14-2. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to prove to everybody this year he deserves every inch of that 10-year contract he signed. And he's going to light the league on fire.
Okay. 14-2.
Him, Tyreek, 14-2. The best record in the NFL.
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, either anything can happen. As Doug said in the beginning, this is going to be one of the most unique seasons ever. So, we could all be wrong, and the 7 teams that make the playoffs are teams that we don't expect. So.
Well, here's the thing. Like, my playoff field, the way I have my playoff field, nobody's going to expect Miami, Denver, or even Indianapolis, even though they have Phillip Rivers, to make the playoffs. And I don't think anybody's going to expect Tennessee to do as well as I think they're going to do.
Yeah. I don't think people have Indy as good as people think either.
So I picked four teams to be in that playoff field in that AFC playoff picture that – everybody's going to look at me and be like, dude, lay off the pot.
Okay, so let me ask you, since the whole new playoffs format is up, what's the chances of one division making it all in the playoffs?
That can actually happen. I mean, we'll get to that division at last, but there's one division,
and
I could see it.
If that were to happen... I think we're all kind of leaning on the same division. If that were to happen, I mean, I'm not necessarily going to pick that, but it's a possibility.
Yep. We'll get to let's go to the NFC East. Talk about the New York Giants. I have them 5-11.
I'll put them at 6-10, even though my brother's going to come up here and kick my ass.
How about you, Clint?
The Giants, I'll have them going 6-10.
So we all agree about 5-11, 6-10.
Yeah.
Not much to say about them. Their quarterback is okay. Their defense is probably going to be better than last year, but. Yeah. The Washington football team. I have them 6-10.
If Alex Smith plays, I think they're going to be a decent team, but I still don't see them making the playoffs. Because I think Alex Smith is going to be one of the, he's going to be in the running for comeback player of the year. But I still think they're going to go. I see them going 7-9.
How about you, Quinn?
I have them going 8-8.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we all agree about the same spot, too. All third place, right?
Yeah.
And now, Philadelphia Eagles. Clint, if you're going to probably hate me for this, I have them going 9-7, but I have them starting 8-2. But that back end of the schedule is going to be tough. I saw that earlier. I think they finished 1-6. But I have them finishing, getting the last wild card, number 7, 9-7.
I'll say it again. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East this year. They're going to do it with a record of 12-4. Number 2 seed in the playoffs. Unless someone sticks to it.
Yeah, I have my expectations for the Eagles is low this year. After last year, I was high. This year, I'm low. So maybe they'll make the Super Bowl this year since I'm low. What do you think? How about you, Doug?
I think they're winning the division at 10-6. But I see them getting the fourth spot in the playoffs, the fourth seed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's all going to come down, let's put it this way. Come down between that week 16 matchup and Dallas. Again.
Yeah, that's going to be the division. Yeah, I have the Cowboys winning it 10-6.
Oh, my God.
Really, I have them go. Yeah. I think the Cowboys are going to go 9-7 and get the 7 seed.
Oh, so you have the reverse of me.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I don't think they're doing it with Dak. I think Dak is going to get hurt during the season or something's going to happen. He's not going to end up playing.
And Andy Dalton's going to lead them to the playoffs.
I think Andy Dalton is going to come in because he's got a lot to prove. I think Andy Dalton is going to lead the Cowboys to the 7th seed in the playoffs.
That would be
wow.
Incredible. That would be interesting. What do you have
in
that?
I think what's
going to
happen is Dak is going to struggle. McCarthy's going to say "fuck you" and bench him, and then bring in Dalton. And Dalton is just going to Dalton's going to light things up and cause a lot of controversy.
So you saying that this is going to be Zach's last year in Dallas? Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll even tell you where I think he's going to end up. I think he's going to end up in Jacksonville next year.
I think New England.
What?
Yo.
Who are you yelling at, me or Eric?
I think you were yelling at me.
New England.
Isn't Cam only on a 1-year deal?
Yeah, he's a franchise tag.
So the NFC North gets through this. Detroit Lions, I have them going 3-13.
If Matthew Stafford can stay healthy, I think they're going to be a good team. If he can't stay healthy they're not going to be a good team. But I'm going to say they're going 8-8.
So you have them finishing third?
Yeah.
How about you, Clint?
I have them at 7-9.
I have them finishing last in 3-13. Maybe I'm too low on them. I'm not going to be a fan favorite Lions fan, so oh well. Chicago Bears.
All right,
this is
where it's tricky because I think they're going to start. Hold on, let me pull up their schedule real quick.
Yes, you are going to start Trubisky. That has to be. Trubisky's
right.
Going to play 2 games. He's going to find the bench.
I think they're actually going to start 0-4, Actually, no, they're going to start 0-5, I think, because after that Thursday night game against Tampa in week 5, I think that's when Matt Nagy's going to say, fuck this. And they're going to bench Trubisky, and Nick Foles is going to come in, and they're going to end the season at they're going to end the season at 10-6, and they're going to get a wild card.
Nice. I like that.
Foles is going to do for them what he did for Philly.
See, I have the Bears in second place at 10-6.
I haven't said a third place isn't 10. That's because it's Mitch. But if Doug is right, then I think they can get a wild card. Now the Green Bay Packers is another interesting team. I have them 10-6, but
I have them 9-7 in the playoffs.
Get 10-6. Yeah, I have them missing the playoffs too. So I'm actually going to change it and go 9-7.
So I have Green Bay actually winning the North at 11-5.
Oh, wow. Okay. You think it depends on Aaron Rodgers and if he can stay healthy. And Devontae Adams. If Rodgers doesn't have any weapons around him, then they're going to struggle. So, yeah, I have been going 9-7 now and missing the playoffs. Now, Minnesota Vikings. I have been winning the division at 11-5.
I have been winning the division at 13-3.
Yeah, I'm hyped about the Vikings this year, actually. I think Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback, as we saw last year. He has another weapon. Cook is a good running back. Their defense is always going to be good. And I think this division is just there for the taking. I think the other teams are not great, so I think Vikings are going to steal division and win, going 11-5. I have them like 13, I think.
I'm going to say they're going to be the one.
One?
Yeah. At 13-3, I think they're getting the one.
Okay.
Or actually, you know what? No, I'm going to put one team better than them, so I'm going to say they're getting the two.
I have three teams tied for 11-5, so. But,
so I'm going to put them at the 2 at 13-3 because there's one team that I think is going to be a hell of a lot better.
I think I may not know who you're talking about. We'll get to that. Now the AFC South, the NFC South, the Carolina Panthers. No more Ron Rivera, no more Cam Newton.
5-11.
I have them 3-13. They don't have that franchise quarterback yet. But I think Bridgewater is going to be good enough to the 3-way. Maybe I'm too low on them too, but I don't think their defense is as good as it was before. I think the new coach, they're going to struggle. So I think they're going to 3-13. How about you, Doug?
I already said 5-11.
Okay. And you said 6-10, Claire?
Yep.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady.
Think this is the most overhyped fucking team.
Yep. I agree with that.
I'm saying 8-8.
I agree with you. 8-8.
I get that. I'll give it to I'll finish Tampa Bay finish second place at 11-5.
I'm not buying into
Tampa
the hype.
Will be a what? But at 11-5, Tampa will be a wild card.
I assume they miss the playoffs. Obviously. At 8-8. I think the Falcons are gonna be better. I think Tom Brady is too old. I think he's finally gonna I think it's gonna hit him. He may even get injured. Gronk is missed a year. I think he's injury prone. They don't even know who their running back is gonna be. They have a bunch of running backs that could be a starter. They have weapons, yeah. But is their defense that good? I don't know. I just think they're overhyped, as Doug said. Now the Atlanta Falcons. I have them going 9-7 and just missing the playoffs, just shy of the playoffs.
I have that in reverse at 7-9.
I like the Atlanta Falcons, but last year I picked them to make the playoffs and they completely disappointed me. So I'm going to say they're going, I'm going to say fuck it. I'm going to say they're going 4-12.
So you have them finishing last in the division?
Yes.
That's fair. And the New Orleans Saints. I have them going 11-5. I think they may struggle a little bit because that controversy that happened a couple months ago. Drew Brees. I don't know if the chemistry is there. It's going to be interesting to see if the how the locker room responds to Drew Brees and if there's any chemistry still there. So I have them winning division because it's a weak division. But it wouldn't surprise me if they even finish 8-8.
I have them going 12-4, finishing third.
I have them in second seed.
I have number one at 13-3. Winning the division. And two games.
Now you guys
beat Tom Brady.
Yeah. You guys think this is Brees' last year?
I don't even know no more. Drew Brees should have, like, called it quits a while ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Probably should have. Now, the NFC West. Oh.
I was just going to say, I mean, who knows with him? I think it should be his last season, but who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Now the NFC West. This is the division. Do we all think that could get all four teams? Is this the one you're thinking about too, Doug?
Well, yes, it is, but I have two teams going in. Because
yeah,
I already gave up a bunch of spots.
Yeah, I have three, but this is the division I was thinking of too. Which is the division you're talking about, Commanders 2?
No. I was a general question. This is a general question.
The LA Rams, I had them finishing 8-8 and last place in the division. I don't think Jared Goff is a good quarterback. I think
they're
losing
Todd
Gurley. Yeah, I think they're going to take a step down again. I think losing Todd Gurley is going to hurt them a little bit. I know he wasn't the same top guy, but they don't have a running back right now. Jared Goff is average. Their defense is good, but can their defense carry them and win games every game? No. And I think the coach is overrated, so. What do you think, Clint?
I have him at 9-7, third place in the division. It's more like Jared Goff is going to step up, but not. And that's because of the wide receivers like Cooper Kupp and all the other stuff. It's going to be interesting
yeah.
year to see without how their run game is going to be affected by it. But the NFC West is, to me, it's a two-team race between Seattle and San Fran.
I think it's a three-team race. We'll get to that team next. Arizona Cardinals. I'm hyped about this team. I think Kyle Murray is going to be good quarterback. I think he's going to take a step up, and he has weapons now. Larry Fitzgerald, as we all know, he's the Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame wide receiver. D-Hop, probably the best wide receiver in the league, I think. Their running back, Drake, is good, and their defense, I think, is going to be better than last year. I have them 10-6 in the fifth seed. How about you, Doug?
This is the team that I said earlier. I said there's one team that's going to be better than Minnesota. I'm actually going to put, I might be overhyping them, but I'm putting Arizona at 14-2, getting the one.
You're hiring them too, like me.
Yes, very much so. I think they're getting the one seed. I think they're going to be the best team in the NFC West, probably the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, I like Kyle Murray. He proved to me last year he's a good quarterback. And I just love that they got Hopkins. They stole Hopkins from Houston, as we talked about that earlier. And they're my sleeper team in the NFC. So, we're both hyped about them. Hopefully they don't let us down, but we'll see. Now the San Francisco 49ers. I have them.
Did you get Clintus pick for the Cardinals?
Oh, Cliff, what do you think? Sorry.
I got them going 6-10.
Okay.
So you're not as hyped as we are?
No.
Okay.
Nowhere near that great train.
Well, he doesn't smoke as much as I do, nor does he drink as much as you do, so.
Okay. The San Francisco 49ers defending NFC West champions, got to the Super Bowl last year, and they were my super team last year, remember? I said that, and they got to the Super Bowl. I love this team last year. I think they're going to take a step down this year. Super Bowl, hangover, loss. That always happens.
I think they're going 9-7 and just barely missing the playoffs.
I've been 10-6 in the fifth seed. So, what do you think, Cliff?
I have them at 11-5, winning the division.
Yeah, it's going to be between Seattle and San Francisco, and I'd say the Cardinals too. But it's going to be, this is the best division in football. You can all agree with that?
Yeah.
And now the Seattle. This is a team. I think it's going to be good. I love Russell Wilson. I think he's an underrated quarterback, underappreciated sometimes. And I just think this team is going to be good. I love Pete Carroll. I think he's an underrated coach too.
I'm saying 11-5 and getting the 5 seed.
I got 10-6.
Yeah, they're making the playoffs.
Yeah, I think. I'm still working on that right now.
So, let's recap our playoffs in the AFC. Want to go first, Doug?
Yeah, because I think I'm the only one that really has his figured out. In the AFC, I have at 1 the Tennessee Titans. 2, I have the Baltimore Ravens. I have Baltimore at 1, I have Tennessee at 2. Yeah, I have mine figured out. I have Baltimore at 1, Tennessee at 2, Buffalo at 3, Denver at 4, Indianapolis at 5, Miami at 6, Kansas City at 7.
I have Baltimore number one, Kansas City two, the Buffalo Bills number three, the Colts four. The wild cards are Tennessee number five, Denver Broncos number six, and Pittsburgh Steelers number seven, and we'll get to our Super Bowl after Glenn reveals his.
All right. I have at number one, Kansas City. Number two, Baltimore. Number three, Buffalo. It's one, Kansas City. Two, Baltimore. Three, to Tennessee. Four will be New England. Five is Pittsburgh. Six is Houston. And seven is Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. And who do we have as the AFC champion? I have the Ravens win Super Bowl. Beating the...
All right. I'm going to reveal mine like this. I have, in the wild card round, I have Kansas City beating Tennessee, Buffalo beating Miami, and Denver beating Indianapolis. And then the number one, of course, will face the number seven. The number one will face the number seven. And I have Baltimore choking again and losing to Kansas City in the divisional. And I actually have Denver beating Buffalo in the divisional. The AFC Championship game is going to be Kansas City and Denver, with Denver winning this time and Denver going to the Super Bowl.
Nice. How about you, Chris?
All right. This is hard. I am going to see. Well, let's see. The way my playoff match is with the Kansas City have a bye. I have Baltimore. I got Baltimore winning their first playoff game over Oakland, over Las Vegas. And then we have the upset of the wild card weekend. Buffalo knocking out New England. And then Pittsburgh taking out Houston. Meaning that's my wild card. If I say I will say this because I'm too much trying to figure out how to put pieces all together at once. I got Kansas City going to the Super Bowl again this year.
I have the Baltimore Ravens beating the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC title game. And the upset of the playoffs will be Kansas City losing divisional round to Indy, I think. Yeah, Indy. So that's my upset. Now the NFC, you want to start?
All right. My NFC playoffs are like this. Arizona 1, Minnesota 2, New Orleans 3, Philadelphia 4, Seattle 5, Seattle 5, Chicago 6, Dallas 7.
I am going to put New Orleans at number 1. Philly at two. Oh, man. San Fran at 3. Green Bay at 4. Seattle at 5. Chicago at 6. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't. Chicago. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I miscounted. I said, what, 1. New Orleans at 1. Philly at 2. 3. Will be San Fran. Green Bay is at 4. Tampa Bay will be 5. 6. Will be Chicago. And then probably Dallas at 7.
You have any kind of playoff prediction? Doug, do you have your 4-1s or?
I just gave you mine.
Oh, okay. No, I mean wild card rounds and stuff.
Okay. So here's how I see it. Minnesota's going to beat Dallas. Chicago's going to upset New Orleans. And then I have Philadelphia getting revenge on Seattle for last year. Okay? Then in the next round, I have Arizona beating Chicago. So Arizona will obviously move on as a one seed. And then I have I have Minnesota beating Philadelphia, and I have Minnesota beating Arizona in the championship game. So my Super Bowl is going to be Denver and Minnesota.
Who do you have winning?
I have Minnesota actually winning.
Nice. Thanks.
I say for Philly, I think we're going to finally see the matchup. I've always wanted to see, and that's a Kansas City Philadelphia Super Bowl.
Nice.
With Philly coming on top.
I have the Seahawks beating the Saints, which means I have the Saints beating the Eagles in the first round. Unfortunately. And I have the Seahawks beating the Saints in the title game. And then I have the Ravens beating the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, and Lamar Jackson is the MVP. And I have Russell Wilson is the NFL MVP. Do you guys have NFL MVP?
Nah. It's too early for that. Probably midway season. Well, no preseason, nothing to go on. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a prediction for that either. But all right, so Super Bowl, Super Bowl winners we have. Clintus has Philadelphia. I have Minnesota. Eric, you have Baltimore.
Yep. We all have interesting Super Bowls. So I have Seahawks and Ravens. You have Minnesota and Denver.
Yeah.
And Clintus has Philly and Kansas City. Should be a good season, guys. I'm hyped about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a real good season. If Denver and Minnesota make it to the Super Bowl, like, I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I'll be right behind. If they actually make the Super Bowl.
I'll go to Vegas. Just start playing scratch-offs. Get yourself a lottery machine at Target. Play scratch-offs all day.
I'm actually thinking about doing that DraftKings sportsbook.
Yeah, I can help you with that, Doug. And we can talk that off there. If you want.
All right.
This should conclude the preview and prediction show. Hopefully, we'll be trying to do this every Tuesday, depending on our schedules. reviewing the week ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, reviewing the week prior and the week ahead, and previewing the week ahead, giving our predictions and stuff. Any final thoughts, guys? Anything you're looking forward to this weekend and tomorrow?
I think tomorrow's going to be a good game. I personally am looking forward to hopefully I'll be able to watch it on Sunday, so hopefully nobody's hogging the TV. I'm looking forward. I actually want to watch Joe Burrow's debut on Sunday.
Yeah, me too. I'm hyped about him. How about you, Cliff? You going to be watching the games on Sunday, or you have work?
Oh, I'll be watching the game. No, I'll be watching the games.
Sweet.
I mean,
are
we
going
to
be on Sunday?
An hour break so we could do Top Tier.
Yeah. Are you going to be on Top Tier, Cliff?
Yeah, I'll be on Top Tiers.
All right. Cool.
So far, it's nothing looking
good.
Everything's working out. Love it. Book, so.
All right, guys, we have like 45 seconds, so Eric, wrap it up.
So this will include preview and for Doug, for Cliff, and for me. We'll see you Friday night for our what did they call it again, Doug?
The podcast?
No, the show we're doing.
We're gonna be doing. We're gonna be taking a look at the MVPs for the wrestling MVPs for the years 1990 through this year.
Okay. We'll see you Friday night, guys. Thank you, Clint. Thank you, Doug.
Later.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Adios.
Later.